This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and since it's Good Friday today, Easter weekend coming up, we'll be anticipating the weekend with Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Russian Easter Festival Overture. This Easter weekend is going to be a bit of a special one, because Sunday will be Easter for both Western and Eastern Christianity. There's a whole calendar issue that I'm not going to get into, but the Eastern Orthodox Church celebrates Easter according to certain rules, certain parts of the calendar, and the Western churches, like the Catholic Church, most Protestant churches, they celebrate Easter based off of a different calendar and a slightly different set of rules. They've coincided a few times in the past decade, but after this Sunday, the next time it'll happen is in 2025, so it's rare enough. Good occasion to celebrate. Rimsky-Korsakov himself had an interesting career. He originally planned for a life in the Russian Navy, and he wrote his first symphony while on a 30-month deployment, sailing all around the world. He would write out the music, and then every so often, when he got into a port, he'd send off what he had finished to his teacher. He decided, finally, that he wanted to leave the Navy, become a composer, and after leaving, he became quite a well-known composer, part of a group called The Five that sought to establish a uniquely Russian style of music. And so this overture is very much tied to the Russian Orthodox celebration of Easter. In fact, Rimsky-Korsakov composed it using themes taken from the Russian Orthodox liturgy. More broadly, Easter is a time of rebirth after the dark days following Christ's arrest and crucifixion. Russians often call it the bright holiday, and this overture reflects the merrymaking that goes on. And while it might seem like all fun and games, Rimsky-Korsakov was actually trying to make a very particular point. He's drawing parallels to the older pagan spring rituals and the ways in which supposedly Christian people celebrated the holy day of Christ's resurrection. He wrote later, "All those Easter loaves and the glowing candles, how far a cry from the philosophic teachings of Christ." And he also said that he wanted to illustrate, quote, "the legendary and heathen side of the holiday." This was also a nostalgic piece for Rimsky-Korsakov. He remembered the Easter Sundays of his childhood quite vividly, the throngs of people, the bursts of color coming in after the harsh Russian winter. And he wanted to evoke that experience. He mentioned that, quote, "it is essential that the listener should have, at least once in his life, attended an Easter morning service, and not in a domestic chapel, but in a cathedral crowded with people from all walks of life and with several priests taking part." The opening of the overture is slow and solemn, marking the vigil from Saturday night to Sunday morning. And there's this dreamlike feel to parts of it, with the flute and the harp very prominent early on. And then everyone starts waking up with that great sense of anticipation building as the orchestra picks up the pace. The solemn feeling returns a couple times in the piece, but it always gives way to a much more raucous party atmosphere. Here's the Musopen Symphony with Rimsky-Korsakov's Russian Easter Festival Overture.
Thank you. Thank you.
I used to work at a church in college, singing in the choir. I remember Easter Sundays, at the end of the service, everyone would bring bells and they'd ring them as loudly as they can. And that joyous cacophony is what I hear in the final movements of that overture. I guess maybe that's what Rimsky-Korsakov was going for. Thanks to the Muse Open Symphony for putting that up on museopen.org, and thank you for listening. If you have the time, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week we'll hear from another great Russian composer, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and his first piano concerto. But we'll start things off on Monday with a beautiful piece for clarinet and piano, Schumann's Fantasiestücke. See you then.